After days of violent protests and strikes, Nepal's King Gyanendra today finally made his move. As tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of his capital, he announced he's restoring multi-party democracy 14 months after he seized absolute power. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Kathmandu.
The announcement came in a television address in which Nepal's monarch finally tried to mollify an angry nation. An uneasy-looking King Gyanendra said he was turning over executive power to the people. He's turned to the alliance of seven political parties who've led 2 weeks of strikes and protests against his rule.
We, in fact, invite the seven political parties to forward a name for their prime ministerial candidate as soon as they can.
The king's climb down came after yet another day of mass protests in his capital. Again, he responded by placing Kathmandu's center, an area which includes his palace, under curfew. On the edge of the city, tens of thousands of people came out. A crowd smashed up a government office, set fires, built blockades, and began triumphantly marching hundreds of yards inside the area under curfew. However, roads towards the centre were blocked by scores of police and soldiers. Amid the crowd, personal hostility to the king was running high.
He's not for the people, he's for himself. He's a businessman, not a ruler. He is an illegal king.
This man, Punar Singh, a teacher, was among a significant number for whom the king no longer has a part to play in Nepal.
Not democracy, republic. People are ready to fight.
The king's announcement was welcomed by major international players in the crisis. The US State Department said it expected the king to live up to his words. An envoy from neighboring India described his announcement as a breakthrough. But the biggest party said the king's offer was incomplete. As Mani Virendra, Pravat Kesi and Chittikala Gurum trudged home in the darkness after another day of confronting their monarch, they echoed that disappointment, saying they now want a republic or...
If it is not that possible, we want to be the kings as the Sweden and Japan. So we... And also the United Kingdoms. We want to stay like that.
Ceremonial king.
Yeah, ceremonial king. Yeah.
King must be like a paralyzed king. So you must be under constitutions.
So the speech did not make you happy?
No, I'm not happy.
That's NPR's Philip Reeves on the streets of Kathmandu, talking with people about today's speech by King Gyanendra. Philip joins us from Nepal's capital. And Philip, help us understand why this announcement by the king would not be enough to satisfy all those people out in the streets today.
Well, we don't entirely know whether it will or will not satisfy the people on the streets, although there was a quite negative reaction from some of them, as you've just heard. It's important to remember that these protests were initially organised by a seven-party political alliance, the same alliance the king's asked to recommend a prime minister and to whom he's essentially transferring power. Now, there's a statement being reported tonight by the Associated Press that says that the coordinating body of that alliance is saying that the protests will continue. And so will the general strike that's been enforced in Nepal for 2 weeks now. So at the political level, it does seem there's a negative response to this. What people think en masse isn't going to be clear until we see what happens tomorrow and we see whether people do actually turn out in the streets again in the sort of numbers we've seen in the last 2 days.
Well, if those protests do continue, what would that mean for the future of Nepal and for the monarchy?
It's pretty grim, really. I mean, the country's already at a standstill. There's plenty of hardship at street level in terms of rising prices, lack of access to medical care, and in fact, chaos. And the monarchy, well, its future would be in question. I mean, at this stage, we've already reached a crisis here that is calling the future of the monarchy into question. And that question would remain if the protests continue.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Kathmandu. Philip, thanks very much.
You're welcome.